In the name of the Father, the Son.
Amen.
Please be seated. I'll tell you a story. Shortly after I came here to Christ Church, I came here July 1st. So it was right in the middle of some warmer weather. And my parents had come down to visit, and they came here to the church. And I was walking my parents around the building, and we came in here. And my dad said, "You know, I have to tell you, I'm a little disappointed." And I was kind of taken aback, and I said, "Why?" He said, "All your life, I worked very hard. I worked a construction company. I worked out in the hot sun. I built this company. I made sure that you had everything you needed whenever you were in school. Whenever you went off to college, I paid for everything so that you could get out and you could find a good job. And this is what you've done." And I'm sort of mortified. And I said, "Well," he said, "all of that money, all that time, all that hard work, and for what? A job where you have to work every weekend and not even in air conditioning." Sorry. In our gospel lesson today, we have a story about working weekends, so to speak. We have a story about Jesus and the Sabbath. Now, it's interesting that this is towards the very beginning of the Gospel of Mark, and this marks one of the very first times that Jesus actually gets into a confrontation with the powers that be, the Pharisees. And we have sort of this setup, and I go through and I read sermons that are posted online for some Sundays, trying to figure out what other people are saying, and okay, maybe this has sort of been done to death, maybe we need to find something else. And so there was a common theme amongst almost every sermon that I found for this Sunday, and that is that it pointed out, you know, well, the Pharisees were so hard-hearted because they were so obsessed with keeping every little minute detail of the law that they forgot what was important. And that was basically the gist of the sermon. And there is perhaps a grain of truth in that, and I think that Mark was trying to get something to that effect. But I want us to dig a little deeper into the concept of Sabbath today. Because if you look back in our first lesson from Deuteronomy, God establishes the Sabbath. God establishes this day where we're supposed to rest, we're supposed to relax. He says to the people of Israel, "You worked really hard in Egypt, and you need to remember that there is the opportunity to slow down." I really wish that a voice would come from heaven today and speak to us here in America. "You work really hard. Maybe there really is time for you to slow down." We don't do it very often. We're really bad at it, as a matter of fact. Of all the developed nations in the world, the United States ranks the highest in the number of hours people work a week. We really do work ourselves to death. God, however, has a different plan. Because we were made to do more than just go to work, pay bills, and die. We were made to be people to love, to be loved, and to show the world the power of the resurrection. But we're too busy doing our day job to really get that accomplished, I think. Jennifer can tell you, I'm a bit of a workaholic too. So I'm just as guilty. So maybe this sermon is preaching to me as well. Whenever we take the time to rest, to recuperate from our daily tasks, we have the opportunity to not just power down, but we have the opportunity to actually think about God in our lives. We have the opportunity to think about creation. We have the opportunity to think about who we are. Whose we are. Whenever we're busy toiling away, we often don't have that opportunity. We're too focused. Whenever Jesus tells the Pharisees that the Sabbath was made for humankind, not humankind for the Sabbath, rest is not a punishment. Relaxation is not a punishment. Taking time out of our days, our schedules, to not just relax, but to appreciate the world around us, is something that we are called to do. God really wants us to focus on it. As a matter of fact, it's one of the commandments. Focus on it. Don't just push it off into days that I don't really have anything else to do. I might as well sit around in my recliner and take a nap. Appreciate the world. Whenever we lived in Ohio at seminary, we were in a community that had 8 synagogues in it. And on Friday evening and Saturday morning, we often saw people walking to the synagogues. Why were they walking? Because in traditional Judaism, you don't drive a car on the Sabbath. You don't command mastery of the universe, mastery over anything on the Sabbath. You take that time away so that you can appreciate God's universal domination over creation. I had also a friend. And of course, you can take it too far, and I think that perhaps this is what Jesus was talking about, taking things a little too far. But when we take the time to remember that we can take time out of our schedules and make it time for our relationship with God and with each other, we can become more fulfilled. And we can more easily go out into the world and proclaim the risen Savior. Now here, after a while, I'm going to let you in on this little secret. I don't like to cook on Sundays. I'm kind of done after this. So we go out to dinner, okay? We are about to go out to, I don't know, probably La Fiesta or someplace like that, and I'm going to have me the number 7 combination because I'm kind of a creature of habit. And I'm going to take that time off for my family. But there's something you need to also realize. When I do that, I go out and I patronize a business that in turn has employees there who are not taking their Sabbath, who are working. And so I have eliminated this morning and this afternoon as a time of Sabbath for, you know, the manager, the cooks, the wait staff, the busboys. And I have made them, you know, my Sabbath comes at their expense. Whenever you have the opportunity to allow someone a Sabbath, I also pray that you will take that opportunity. Let people have that rest. Because it is only by working together that we can truly experience the opportunity to love each other, to let each other relax just a little for the benefit of the kingdom. Amen.